in life, you're not always going to get it right. You're not always going to get it right. Everything is a learning process, it's a learning journey. But you have to be willing to get rid of fear, because I think that's one thing that holds us back. A lot of us holding ourselves back is fear, because it's either we're scared of judgment from other people, scared of the failure, saying, oh my God, how am I? I'm not good enough if I don't carry on doing this. But at times, confidence is a really big thing. We need confidence. We need confidence in ourselves to believe in what we're trying to do and where we're trying to go. And without confidence, we can't conquer that fear. We can't move forward in life. Okay. 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 Hey, welcome back to another chill session on Can We Chill podcast, a podcast for real life girls, for real life people speaking on real life issues. With your girl Vivian.
And your girl Melissa.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. Hope you're good. Hope you're having a good day, whatever it is that you're doing, chilling. Hope life is good and hope life is treating you well. We have an announcement to make. So listen up. Full attention is needed right now, this moment. So I'm going to give you a few seconds to stop what you're doing and listen up. Yeah? Okay. Melissa, take it away.
I had a feeling he was going to do that, you know.
Why?
Okay. I don't know. I just had a feeling. But yeah. Hey, guys. So we've got an announcement, as we've mentioned. And the announcement is... Dun, dun, dun. That's meant to be like a drum roll kind of thing. this is our first... Oh, I was going to say our first and last. This is our last time recording. This is our last episode. We've been going for over a year and a half now. We've done 83 episodes every week, back to back. We've had guests, we've had friends, we've had strangers, we've had people that have taught us so much, people that have given us an insight into their lives, into the work they do, into the people they support. So we've had it all basically, and now we just feel like it's time for us to bring it to an end, simply because obviously we've both got a lot going on in life right now, and we both feel like, I don't know, I feel like you can add, but I feel like for me, we've given what we can give at the moment, and it's, for me anyway, it's time for me to take a step back from this and focus on other things. So yeah, thank you to everyone that's listened, liked, commented, shared, messaged me saying, oh my God, your podcast last week was so funny. So yeah, thank you to everyone. Thank you to everyone that's supported in any kind of way. It's really, really appreciated. And one thing that me and Viv said that we wanted to do was be consistent, and we definitely have been. So yeah, this is our final episode
of Can We Chill podcast,
of Can We Chill podcast,
with your girl Vivian
and your girl Melissa,
and it's been a pleasure.
Cut. No, I'm joking.
That's it. That's the end. No, just to echo what Melissa said, no guys, we've really appreciated the support that people have given us, and it's been a learning journey, and it's been fun at the same time. It's been really interesting. And I think sometimes when you see people doing a podcast, doing YouTube, doing content creation or whatever it is, you kind of think, oh, it's straightforward. They're just talking, they're doing this, but there's more that goes on behind the scenes that you've got to do. The things we've had to learn to do, the editing, the videos that we've had to be finding, pictures, the all of this stuff. Oh my gosh, it's time. And to be fair, like as Melissa said, we are busy and we've got things that we've got to do. And like at the moment, like for example, for me, I'm finishing my master's and I'm on the home stretch. I've got 3 months left, and it's a whole heap of palaver. And I've just gone self-employed, so there's loads of stuff that I've got to focus on, as well as being a mom, of course, and having to look after myself as well. Mm-hmm. So these are things that we have to think about and also focus on what's best. As Melissa said, we wanted to be consistent, and week in, week out, we've provided you with content. There's no week we've skipped. We've always been consistent from day one, and we've gave you the content. And if that's one thing to take away from that, is that we've done well, and we've learned, we've said what we were going to do. And the only thing that's only stopping us at the moment is just the fact that life sometimes can come at you
fast.
Life can come at you, so you've got to take a step back and think, okay, what needs kind of maybe pausing or stopping. So yeah, no, as I said, it's been really much appreciated. As I always say at the end of each podcast, thank you for your time, thank you for your energy. It's been appreciated, because we know you've got listeners across the world, from like, I think over 40 countries, 50 countries, we've got people listening in. So wow. It's really nice to know that we've got people we've connected with around the world somewhere. And that's the beauty of these things. But as I said, thank you, much appreciated. It's been a learning journey and a good experience.
Mm-hmm. It has been. I feel like it definitely has been, because from just us going into something that takes dedication, like, it has to be consistent. And for over a year and a half, we have been very consistent, and we've had variations. We've had episodes where we've just chatted with our friends. We've had very serious conversations. We've had not so serious, not so chatty. Like, we've had variations of topics and, you know, things that we've actually shared a light on, important things as well, not just, you know, surface level stuff. We've spoken about deep things. We've spoken about our own experiences, and hopefully people can feel like, you know, even if one thing you've learned from the whole of the year and a half episodes, just one thing you've taken, for me, that's really good, because a part of me, as much as I wanted to have like a laugh, which I have, and it's fun and whatever, I do like learning things. And I feel like most of the podcasts I've listened to, I always take something from something, even if it's not every single episode, but I might take something from that. And I'm like, oh, actually, that's quite good to know, kind of thing. So if people have listened to one of our episodes, which I'm sure they have, and taken something from it, for me, I'm happy with leaving with that, because I feel like that's quite important, because there's so much things going on around now, that everyone's got an opinion on. And sometimes it's just nice to just learn new things and hear things from people who are experts in their industry or in their arena. Because I'm definitely not an expert on anything. So I feel like just being able to bring people on, listen to them, listen to our friends' experiences, listen to our own experiences, I think it's quite a nice thing to have accomplished. And as much as it is a shame to end, I feel like it's a good place to end, because obviously from listening to it, like, you guys know that me and Viv are very good friends, and I feel like it's nice that we can agree to just end it and still maintain our friendship. You know, some people get into Wahala over things that they get into with their friends, or businesses they get into with their friends, and they lose that friend. Whereas with us, with me anyway, I'm not losing you as a friend. Like, I've still got you as a friend.
Yeah.
I'll still speak to you. I'll still this and that. So it's nothing. I don't want people to think like, oh, something's happened between us.
Nothing has happened. Nothing at all. Make that clear. Yeah. Nothing has happened, because people will start chatting shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 100%.
Nothing has happened. Nothing. It's literally life. It's life is happening. That's all it is. Life is happening. That's all it is.
Yeah. And obviously it is hard to, as much as we enjoy doing it, it is hard to make time for it. Not for it, because I feel like recording is the easy part. It's the stuff doing after, the midweek stuff, the promo, the this, finding clips, finding that. It's hard. It is hard. I'm not going to lie. It's hard. And you have to be passionate about doing something that's hard, because that's the only, I feel like, to be able to achieve what you want to achieve, you have to give it your all. And if you're not giving your all in something, you have to kind of take a step back and look at it and think, well, why am I not giving it my all? And there's always a reason for that. So yeah, nothing's happened between us. Me and Viv are very much good friends. I'm still the godparent to her child.
Yeah. You haven't been discharged of her duties.
No. So yeah, but yeah, that's it, guys. And I don't know if you've got anything to add on that, Viv, but yeah, that's it from me in regards to us ending.
Yeah. And I always say, like, for me, like what you said, I like learning. The main thing is just what a learning journey has been, and the experiences and, the like you said, the people that we've had on. That's been really insightful. And also, I feel like I've learned so much about myself. Sometimes you listen back, you think, what? Did I say that?
Yeah.
Me? Did I say that? I did not say that. Like, sometimes you really learn stuff about yourself when you're listening back. You're like, oh my God, why did you say something like that?
Yeah.
Or like, okay, you're like, oh, I really agree with what you're saying here. Yeah. Then you realize that it's yourself. So you learn things about yourself. You become more self-aware because you're hearing yourself saying certain things out, and you're putting things out there into the world. And this is something as well. This is not something that's easy to do. Not only like the stuff, like the editing, the recording, anything like that, but just having the what do you call it?
What, like drive?
The drive, but just having the courage.
Yeah.
Be able to just sit here and talk, knowing that anybody can listen. And some of this stuff we talk about, we could offend our employers. Yeah. We could offend Ben. So some of the things we've spoken about, we're just talking it, because a lot of times we're like talking about certain people that we know, and just being able to be talking and be free and say certain things. And one thing I'm for is just being able to, I think, express yourself and say what it is. And I think in this world, one thing that's really restrained and people are struggling with to an extent is that people are not allowed in a way to express their opinions and express how they feel or how they view certain things. And I think we're kind of going down a path where people are like, okay, don't say certain things because you're going to offend someone. And I think sometimes we have to be kind of wary, but I think platforms like this are really good because we can say what we want. And it's nice to be able to have a place where you can say certain things. And hopefully, like what you said, somebody has come through, taken something from something we've said. And that's all I hope for, that we've had some sort of impact on one or two or three people, or however many people, it doesn't matter. But I just hope somebody has come through, taken something, and yeah, they've learned something, just like how we've also been learning on the journey. Because like what you said, we're not experts, we just talk. We're just young 20-something-year-olds talking about life, about experiences, and connecting with other people. That's all it is. And we hope we've been able to give something back, however small that is, and it's small.
That's what I think. That's quite important, actually, that you said, like, we just talk and we just give our opinions, we just give our views, and we get other people on to hear their views, because life is about opinions. And it's nice to be able to talk to people who are not just agreeing with you and thinking the same as you. It's nice to be able to, you know, hear other people's views and get their perspectives and stuff. And that's, for me, that's what life is about. Not just following your own mind. Obviously, that sounds mad. Following your own mind, but hearing other people's perspectives. Because sometimes when you hear stuff, it's like, oh yeah, I didn't actually think about that. Like, I didn't even know. Like, when Nicole came on and she was talking about, I don't remember the name of it. Do you remember the name of what she was talking about?
Hayoki. Empath.
Yeah. I had no idea that existed in this life. And I was so intrigued.
Nicole's mad.
Yeah. And
mad in a good way.
Yeah. And it's good because sometimes it just takes one thing to be like, shit, I never thought about that, or I never knew that existed, or I never knew people was going through that, or I never knew people experienced that stuff. So it's nice that we've been able to talk to so many different people and collaborated with so many different people, and even our own friends. So we, you know, we've not just been like, okay, we're just going to hear from people who are experienced in that role or that industry. We're talking to our own friends who have gone through stuff that we've gone through or things that our friends have gone through that are different from things that we've gone through. We've had guys on, we've had girls on, and we've had people talk about religion and people talk about science and people talk about love and dating, and you know, we've had so much variations. It's not just been like, yeah, we've not just had people talk about, you know, men and women, which tends to be like the go-to nowadays. We've had people come on and talk about motherhood, fatherhood. Like, we've had so many different things. And I personally feel like we've contributed well to the podcast society. So
now,
yeah.
People, sorry, go spread it out there.
Yeah. So, but yeah, no, it's been a whirlwind, but it's been great. And I definitely have enjoyed doing it. And yeah, our last episode, it's strange because it's like, what am I going to do? And I'm supposed to be recording now. But then I was like, actually, I've got fucking shitloads of things to do.
Oh, yeah, same here.
I've got like a backlog of things I need to do.
Yeah, literally. I was like, okay, my Tuesdays have been like, because we started off on a Wednesday, then went to Tuesday. Mm. Like,
yeah, that's true, actually. I forgot we even didn't record on
Wednesday. Yeah, and because the rare reason why you had to go to a Tuesday was a Wednesday was first, was because of my uni, and I had to meet this lady every Tuesday to do uni stuff. And then when that finished, then I was like, hey, Tuesdays will be the best day. Mm-hmm. And then we're able to accommodate. Then we started doing it every other week rather than the week before. And I think that's probably what's helped us over the last maybe year or so, or 6 months, that we've been doing it 2 weeks in advance.
Yeah, definitely.
Because if we're still doing it in a week, we probably would have been like, fuck this, time ago. But because we've been doing it 2 weeks in advance, that's helped us to be able to kind of break things down.
Yeah, definitely.
More better. So we know we've got a little bit of time between the episodes. And if anything was to happen, we know we've already, well, 1 week ahead already.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And another thing, like what you're saying, it's good to be able to speak to people. And I think you lot have realised on the other end, me and Melissa are different, but we're kind of the same. Yeah. And we disagree, which is okay, but we also agree on certain things. And that's been like, I think that's been really good. And it's healthy as well to be able to, okay, no, I don't agree, but it's okay. And to be able to go back and forth with people and understand, okay, where is this person actually coming from, and trying to see things from their perspective and their point of view. And that's been really good as well as having the guests on, because they've also been doing the same thing. Because sometimes they come on, you're like, oh, all right, not how I would think it, but it's okay. But it's also been like about learning about how we're all different and we're all on different journeys and all on different experiences. And it's nice to be able to embrace that and kind of move forward with that. Like what you said, we've had a wide range and diverse range of people, which has been really good and which is really nice. And some of the stories have been like really like raw. Okay, is that what your life is like? Yeah, okay. And some of them is like, okay, this is bad. All right, cool. So I think, no, it's really been good. And I think, like we said, it's been impactful and it's been enjoyable and a good experience.
Yeah, and I feel like it's helped me listen more objectively as well, and like take in what everybody's saying and be able to have a response, as opposed to just, because I know people say this a lot, like some people just hear but they don't listen. So being able to listen to people, hear their views, understand their views, have your response, and then knowing kind of when to move on, because some people just go back and forth. There comes a point where you need to be like, okay, I hear you.
Let's move on.
That's your view and this is my view, and let's keep it moving. Because sometimes I feel like when I listen back, and sometimes, because if people don't know us, they might be thinking like we're arguing sometimes, but we're not. It's just us like going back and forth, but then we move on and we go on to the next thing. Because for me, like, I don't really argue with people, and I don't really have, the only time really I go back, not back and forth, but when we have debates is either with you or when I'm talking to my friends about something. But other than that, I don't really do that. So it's nice to be able to hear people's views and talk to them, and you express your views and you move on. Because I honestly feel like some people, if they don't know us, they'll be like, fucking hell, these are proper arguing, but this is just how we're talking.
It's just going back, it's just like putting our points across.
But you know, people don't know you, they hear you, they just think, because they might be like, oh well, why don't do that? So that's they might see it as something negative, but to us, we know that it's not like that. It's just like, you have your view and I have my view, and a lot of the times our views are similar. It might be sometimes like
sometimes just saying different. We just say it in different ways.
Different ways, and then sometimes our views are completely different, and that's also okay. Like that's what I said before. It's not. It's nice to have your own mind, but it's also. It's not. I don't think it's good when you're just constantly agreeing with someone, or they're constantly agreeing with you. Like you don't have your own. You know, I don't like conversations like that. Anyway, I don't like when someone's just like, yeah. Like, I don't like that. I want to hear what you have to say. Like, you can't just be agreeing with me all the time, or I can't just be agreeing with you all the time. So, yeah, it's nice to be able to have that. That's what I'm saying, like, thinking objectively and, yeah, just having a different view.
Yeah. And I think, like, what you said, if people are listening, they'll think it's arguing. I think it's healthy debating.
Mm.
It's healthy feedback.
Yeah.
It's a way to just be like, okay, this is what it is, and this is how one person sees it and how a person perceives it. And like sometimes when you listen back, and I think we've got better at it as we've gone on, that we were like, okay, let's just move on now. Let's just move on. Like what you said, I don't really do that. I do that anyway with people in it, because I'm like, I'll put my point across, but not like to probably the extent. I think with me and you, we're a little bit more like, okay, here's what it is, here's what it is. But like I will debate back and forth with my friends. Like even the other day I was debating with my friend about like how like black people are lazy or something. And I was just like, what do you mean? Yeah. That's it. I don't want to talk about something. We're debating back and forth about, and they were like, yeah, black people are lazy. And I was like, what do you mean?
Was it a black person saying that?
Yeah. They were like, how white people and Asian people are much more hardworking than black people, and black people are the lazy people. And for me, I was just like, I don't understand where you're coming from, because from what I've seen, my family around me, they're all hardworking. So for me, I don't understand where you're coming from when you say black people are lazy. And because for me, I don't think I'm lazy, and I don't think other people around me are lazy. But for you to be saying that and say you would... When you're going into a room and you see a black person, you're thinking, oh, they're probably going to be lazy. And they were saying how they go into a workplace, they work extra hard to get themselves out of the lazy box because they're black. I was just like, for me, that's just a bit mad.
The thing is, I kind of, obviously I don't know the context of the conversation, but I understand to an extent what they're saying. And the reason why I say that, and obviously I'm black, I'm not here to bash no black or black people, and I never will, but from my experiences, it tends to be that some black people tend to be a bit more entitled when it comes to certain things.
That's what she said, yeah.
And I find that with black people, and this is not necessarily a harsh criticism, but I feel like some black people have too much pride in certain situations. And I say that because, for example, when you go into like corner shops where it's like Indian people, they'll have another Indian person maybe stocking the shelves and being sort of the runaround person. They'll bring their kids in and they'll have them working, and their grandparents will be working and their mums will be working. And I've noticed that quite a few times I've seen with black people, like they might not necessarily want to be the runaround or the send around. They might want to be the one in charge. They want to be the boss. They want to be this. And it's like sometimes you have to kind of know your position where you are. And I feel like I don't think it's necessarily laziness, because a lot of black people want to be in charge. They want to have businesses. They want to own things. They want to have money and stuff. But I feel like you have to start somewhere. And the same thing in like restaurants and stuff. I don't know. This is just from my own experience or from what I've seen and what I've heard. Maybe a black person, a young person, maybe doesn't want to be cooking the food. They want to be at the front. They want to be managing. They don't want to be taking people's money. They don't want to be doing jobs in Tesco's because they want to be earning big money, or they want to be at the top and they want to do this. So I don't think it's necessarily laziness, like as in they don't want to get up and work. I don't agree with that. But I think that there's a lot of pride in the black community. And I think that's what can be holding a lot of black people back. But I wouldn't categorize that as laziness in the sense of, because laziness traditionally means you don't want to do anything. Yeah, you don't want to get up and do anything. And I don't agree with that. I don't think that's true.
Yeah. And that's what I was saying. I was saying, because I've seen, like, when, like, my family, my family's friends, all of them came from Africa, some of the jobs they were doing, how hard they were working, their hours they were doing. So I can't really call them lazy. But that's what she was saying about the entitlement as to how sometimes they kind of expect things kind of to be kind of given to them and expect roles to be kind of be put on a table and be like, okay, here you go, kind of thing. But they're not putting in as much work as they should be. And a couple of days later, I was speaking to someone else. So, but then thinking, both of these people I spoke to were Caribbean, innit? They were both Caribbean. And then the other person I spoke to, they were a guy now. So the first person was a girl, the next one was a guy. He was saying the same thing, but he was specifically coming for Africans because, yeah, Africans are lazy. he goes, they have the worst jobs. Where there, he goes, oh, look at all the jobs they have. He goes, they have like the security jobs. They just stand there doing nothing. That's an easy job.
Was that a Caribbean person saying that?
Yeah. He was saying that. And I was just like, that's weird. I was like, I was speaking to my friend the other day and she was just kind of basically saying the same thing you were. But my friend wasn't. She was actually saying that Africans are a bit more harder working than Caribbeans. So, and I was just like, okay, but me, what I agreed with is obviously I can understand why maybe some Black people feel entitled and that some Black people are a bit more entitled than others. But what I don't like is the fact that I'm hearing other Black people telling me Black people are lazy, and that when you're employing people, your first thought is Black people are lazy. So how do you expect a white person to give a person a job if not only are Black people thinking their own people are lazy, but white people, Asian people, all these people think we're lazy too? So now not only have you got your own kind thinking you're lazy, but we already know white Asians, all of that, what they think of us. We already know. So if you've got Black people now, and if I'm walking into a room and I'm seeing a Black person sitting on the table, one thing I do know, a lot of Black people at the top don't actually like to help other Black people come up.
Yeah.
You rather keep them where they are. Is it because you're thinking, oh yeah, they're lazy, I don't want them to come up? And I was like, I don't like hearing stuff like that, because you're thinking Black people are lazy, and that's your opinion. When you see a Black person coming for a job, you're thinking, oh my God, are they lazy? What are they going to be like? And I was just like, you know what? But for me, I don't work with Black people, innit? I work with white people. Where I live is all white people. Most places I've worked, I'm either the only one Black person or one of two. I don't work with Asians. I don't work with like Eastern Asian or Southern Asians. That's not who I work with. I'm always around like 98% white people. So for me, it's rare for me to say, okay, Black people. I can't comprehend what that's like, because I don't work with Black people. I work with white people. And I was like, I work with a lot of lazy white people, but I can't say the same for Black people because I don't really work with Black people. But I do understand for some people that live in London and multicultural places, like places that are more diverse than where I live, they work with different races and different ethnicities. Whereas for me, where I live, that's not the case. It's rare for me to be like that, like to be in a place where I'm working with a diverse range of people, where there's loads of Asians, loads of Blacks and loads of whites. It's always like mostly white people, then if one, two, Asian or Black. But so yeah, that's like, but then that's the, back to the topic I was saying. This, me and them were having back and going back and forth, and then they were like, okay, let's bring it back to the topic, because I was talking about like wealth and Africa. They was like, okay, let's just bring everything back to the, and we're going back and forth, but like things never get heated. We're just going back and forth, and we're just trying to put our points across as to why we think that's the case and why I don't kind of agree with what you're saying. One thing I'll never take is somebody saying Black people are lazy. I'll never take that. Like, no matter what you think, that is whatever your opinion. But I've seen the graft a lot of Black people go through. I've seen both sides. I've seen people live in the UK and people live in Africa. I've been privileged to see both sides. And those two people, I don't think they've been back like to the Caribbean. They haven't really seen it, what it's like back home. And if you actually go back home and you see how hard people work back home, you won't say Black people are lazy. But I think obviously you're only judging it by the standards of the Western world. You're only judging it by the standards of the UK. Whereas I feel like I'm privileged to have seen Black people in Africa and also Black people here working. So
Anywho, but so yeah, that's some of the stuff. Sometimes you have to have these healthy debates and understand where people are coming from. And don't get me wrong, I got where my friend was coming from to an extent, but it was a bit like, raw, okay.
Okay. I think with that one, I mean, I can only assume that they were probably just talking about black people here.
Mm.
Like, so they probably didn't have the perspective of someone who's lived in a black dominated country and that.
Mm.
So I agree with that. And I think the thing is, what scares me about things like that or people who think like that is that if you get into a position of power, your automatic view is that black people are lazy. Because what's going to change your mind on that? Nothing, probably. Because you could meet 100 black people, but you'll still have in your view, you'll still have in your head that black people are lazy. And for me, that actually scares me, because there's so much young black people coming up now who are hardworking and who aren't lazy. I don't think, I've worked with black people, I've met with Asian people, I've worked with white people, I've worked with Asian people, I've worked with black people. Everyone's lazy, bruv, when they want to be. It's not unique to a race. It's not unique to a culture. Everyone can be lazy when they want to be. And a lot of the times, people can be lazy when they're in roles that they don't want to be in.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't put in the work. I've worked with hella lazy white people. I've worked with hella lazy Asian people. I don't even think I've worked with that much lazy black people, but I know I probably have. I might have been in that category back in the day. But for you to say that, but the thing is, like I said, I understand where they was coming from in terms of, I don't think it's laziness. I think it's more of the pride thing. I know a lot of black people have pride when it comes to certain things, and they don't want to do certain things, and they won't. And that can hold us back as a community, because we are a minority. I'm not saying you should just take any old job or any old circumstance, but you have to think more outside of the box in terms of what's this going to do for me long term, instead of what's this just going to do for me now. And I feel like not enough of us are thinking like that. We all want, you know, so many black people want quick this, quick that, quick this, but a lot of black people on the other hand are also trying to build legacies, and they're also trying to build wealth for their family, their kids' kids. Like, we're trying to do all of that. But when you have people like this that say, you know, and this whole Africans and Caribbeans, I feel like back in the day, that was a view for a lot of people, that, you know, Caribbeans were like lazy and a bit more like, you know, less willing to work, and Africans were more of the ones that were doing, you know, higher paid jobs. And when a black person was in a higher position, they were African. But I feel like now that balance is quite similar. Obviously, there's more Africans here than there are. There are a few of the Caribbeans. Most of them are Jamaicans, I think, in the UK. I think majority are Jamaicans. But I don't know the ratio between Africans and Jamaica. What?
You think in this country there's more Africans than there are Caribbeans?
I think so.
Oh, I would say the opposite.
I'm just assuming.
Hmm.
Because a lot of places, like, there are, don't get me wrong, I feel like out of the Caribbeans, I feel like Jamaica's the most populated. Hmm. But of Africans and Caribbeans, who people who identify as African, I feel like there probably is more. That, I could be wrong, I don't know, but I feel like there probably is more. But when I've seen anyway, the people who tend to be in higher positions in places I've worked at, they've been African. So, I get that. But now there's so much Caribbean people doing well, and so much Caribbean people in high positions and lawyers and this and that, albeit there are still a lot of Africans in positions. However, I feel like, what difference does it fucking make? We're all black. Like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
I don't get it. But then, you know, black people within ourselves have issues against ourselves. Africans don't like Caribbeans. Caribbeans don't like Africans. We have so much issues within our community already. And for you to put all black people in one basket and say that all black people are lazy, like, I don't know. I feel like maybe they could have just worded that differently. If they're actually saying that black people don't want to go to work.
No, that's not, I feel what like they're saying.
So what were they saying?
They were just basically saying that, from what they've seen, when they compare to other races, black people are the laziest. and from the people they've worked it with. And also, like, Black people are not willing to stick out a job, like what you're saying, like they don't want to stay in a position and work, make their way up, like work their way up. And sometimes I can understand that, because some people don't want to work their way up. And I was just, I said that, but they was like, yeah, but sometimes stick at a job and stick it out, and then
why
they're like, manipulate it to make it work best for you, then you can go a best. But everybody's different, isn't it? There's people who are willing to stick it out and some people that are not. And I think that's where they were coming from, because that obviously they've got a good job and they're in a good position. So I think they're speaking from experience. Mm-hmm. But for them, work ethic is really important. So they're, from what they've seen, work ethic in Black people is not as high as in maybe Asians and white people. And they're also speaking about, we also, this is where I agreed with them, like, for example, in the UK, when you think of white people own certain things. Obviously, it's their country. When you think of the Asian people, you see Asian man, like, they own a corner shop. They own the nail shops. They own little things. They've got their own things in it. Restaurants and stuff. They own these things. They've got Indian restaurants, Chinese restaurant, Thai restaurants, all these restaurants that are Asian or white, for example. When you think of stuff like Black people own, what do Black people own in this country?
Mm.
When you deep it, and then when I was speaking to the guy was like, why is it the Caribbean shop never has food?
Mm.
Why is it when you go to the Caribbean shop, every time that shop, there's never people there? They're always rude. They don't take that business seriously. He was like, even if it's a business they want to do, they don't take it seriously.
Yeah.
Like, Black people, sometimes they just don't take certain things seriously, which I get. Don't get me wrong, with the Caribbean thing, I got that with the Caribbean food. Like, you go there, they're like, we haven't got this today. We got this instead. Well, so I got that. But for me, my only concern when I was hearing these things is that the perspectives that were coming from, that Black people are lazy.
Mm.
And that's where I didn't like hearing it, because I think as a Black race, we've got a long way to go. And also my friend, she was also saying, like, now we've got opportunities. Now, loads of Black people are being given opportunities because they're trying to push this whole equality stuff like that. She goes, people now, we can take these opportunities. So she was still positive at the same time. She was like, we can work at it if we want to. So she had a more balanced view. Don't get me wrong. But I just didn't agree with the whole point, lazy. And I think she even triggered me, because I was like, what? What do you mean? I was like, what do you mean? Be like, people are lazy. I was like, what do you mean? So I think, don't get me wrong, I do feel like we've got some way to go because of stuff that's happened. And also when you think of maybe like people like Asian people, they've had a bit longer to settle in the country than we have.
Mm.
When you think about it, for me personally, I've never met an old, for example, African person who is like maybe 60 or 80 in this country, who's born in this country. Caribbeans, you can find them.
Mm.
Because you, like Caribbean people, they came in like the 40s, 50s, 60s. Whereas Africans, most of them started coming 60s, 70s, 80s and 90s.
Yeah.
When countries started to get independence. So when you think of countries, for example, that are African, like I think Zimbabwe is only 42 years old. I think Ghana is like 60 years old, independence. So we've got countries that are really young. How long has England got on independence? England, they don't need independence because they've always been independent.
Yeah.
But like when you think of like India and all these Chinese, they've all had their independence for much longer than like Black people. And also they have known for focusing on certain areas. For example, if you think of an Asian man, not just generalizing, it's generalizing, stereotyping, but they focus on STEM, science, technology, engineering and mathematics, and doctors. Mm-hmm. They're known for doing those things. Look at the NHS. Exactly. Like there's certain areas they're known. And that's the thing my friend was also saying. She was like, with Asian man or Asian people, their family tell them do this and they'll follow through. They'll be like, okay, cool. They go That's through with saying. It. And Black people will be like, fuck that. I don't want to do that.
That's what I'm saying.
We're a bit more rebels. We don't want to do certain things. Whereas there's Asian people I meet, they're like, my dad said I'm going to be a doctor. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be a doctor. And they follow through. And I was watching a documentary a few weeks ago. And I think it was saying around 80%, around 90% of wealth is inherited.
Yeah.
So imagine 90% of wealth is inherited. It's passed down generations. So imagine people have only got to work for like less than 10%.
And the thing is, like, what you're saying is true, because I feel like a lot of black people, when they came here, obviously Asians experienced racism as well. But a lot of black people, when they did come here, it was more of a case of just trying to blend in and just trying to fit in, not starting businesses. A lot of black people weren't doing that when they came here. So that's why a lot of our parents and grandparents don't have huge amounts of wealth, because when they came here, they were either very young and they just had to fit in, and there was no, you know, it wasn't as easy as it is, I feel like, back now to just start a business. You could start a business tomorrow and do anything you want. There's so much opportunity to do anything you want now. And I feel like people need to remember certain things. Like, we can't keep saying, oh yeah, you know, our parents, they suffered racism. We can't keep saying that and just blaming it on that. Of course not, because there are some black people who did start businesses, but there's only a few, there's not loads. And we're still a very, very small percentage, 2%, maybe 3% of the UK is black people. Mm. And that means Caribbeans and Africans, not just Caribbeans, not just Africans, that's all of us. And I hate when I see Africans going against Caribbeans, Caribbeans going against Africans, because I think these people will all call you black, bro.
To them, it makes no difference.
It makes you're no black. Difference. To us, yes. And I'm, of course, you're going to be proud from where you come from. I'm Jamaican. I'm going to be proud to be Jamaican. You're Zimbabwean. You're going to be proud to be Zimbabwean. People who are Ghanaian, Nigerian, Ethiopian, of course, you're going to be proud of where you come from. But we need to remember that we're all black. And everybody who's not black sees us as black. They see us as one. They're not calling you, oh, Jamaican, Guyanese, Ghanaian. They're not calling you that. They're calling you black. And that's straight. So why are we putting ourselves against each other? And yes, there are a lot of things that black people need to do. The thing about restaurants and stuff like that is an issue. There are, you go to a black Caribbean restaurant, they're not even open. And what I find is that a lot of these black restaurants, or Jamaican or Caribbean restaurants, should I say, they will treat the white people or the Asian people a lot better than they treat the black people that come in. And I've seen that firsthand. Like, you'll talk to me like shit, but you won't talk to them like shit. And that's another issue we have. Like, we downgrade each other to put somebody else up. And I don't understand that. And even, like, I remember I worked with this black manager years ago when I was working in Sainsbury's. And literally any issue she had was with the black people. She never had no vim for nobody else. She never had no vim for nobody else. Only energy she had was for the black girls or black guys. And I just thought, well, hold on a minute. I'm not saying you should give us special treatment, because that's another thing people shouldn't expect. People shouldn't expect to just go into a workplace and because you've got a black manager, you should be deserving special treatment. I don't believe that whatsoever. But you need to also realize that people that are coming in, like, you don't need to treat them worse than anybody else just because they're black, and you don't want to be seen as giving special treatment. Like, I noticed that as well. People feel like maybe they don't want to be seen as giving treatment to their fellow black people. No, just treat everybody normal. Treat everybody equal. You don't need to treat anybody worse or better than anybody else. You just do your job. No matter who's working under you or who you're working for, you just do your job. But some people can't see like that. Some people don't think like that. And I just think, personally, I think the lazy comment was probably a bit far-fetched. They clearly have their reasons for saying it. Those reasons, what they are, I don't know. But I just think, instead of thinking black people are lazy, think about maybe why you think like that. Why do you think black people are lazy? Or why do you think you're above these so-called black people that you're calling lazy? Well, because you've got a good job or you're getting good money. Like, the fuck? A lot of black people think that, you know, because now they're in a position, a higher position than they was maybe 6 months ago, everyone's peasants to you now. No. Why are you calling black people lazy? What are black people? I hear what they're saying in terms of Indian people, when they do stuff, it stays within the family. They build them up from young. Then they're, even the shop, my local corner shop, the guy, he works for his uncle, and now he's taking over the shop. and now he's barely there. He's got someone running around doing everything for him. Like they keep things in their family, and I do admire that. I do like that. But they have their own issues in their community. The same way we're good at doing stuff, but we have issues in our community. So why is it you're just saying that? Where are you working that black people are the laziest? Like, I don't get that.
That's my thing, yeah.
Because I've worked in so many different places, and it ain't the black people being lazy. There are some, but the majority ain't the black people being lazy. And I know we are the minority, so obviously if there's more of us acting lazy, it looks worse because there's less of us. I get that. But where have you worked where black people are the majority? There's probably two or three black people working where you're working. I mean, for me, there's quite a few black people working in my organisation. And we are not lazy. I can tell you that for a fact. And a lot of the white people and Asian people I've worked in previous places and my current workplace can just about get a hold of them, bro.
I think it's just down to the individual, because for me, I won't think like that, because for me, like I said, I don't have a big comparison because I'm always around white people, but I work with a lot of lazy white people. And that's okay. And some of them, you will see them do the bare minimum. Just scraping through. Like, just let me do what I need to do and go. And sometimes, like, I'll do that sometimes because I can't be bothered.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm having a day that I don't want to do nothing. We all have days we're going to work, we're like, fuck it. Exactly. I don't want to do nothing today. And sometimes I can go on for weeks where you don't want to do nothing.
Yeah.
And that's okay. But what I do think is just important to know is that we need to look at our fellow black people in a more positive way. And that's, if anything, that's a big thing to end off this podcast on. It's just, let's start looking at ourselves and other fellow black people in a positive way, because we can't keep doing this comparison and, oh, I'm better than you. And a lot of times when black people are working hard and trying to do things, a lot of them, they're just doing it to stunt on other people. They're not doing it to be like, oh, okay, I'm doing well. They're doing it, okay, so look, black people below me. Now look what I'm doing. I'm doing better than you. And now you're below me. It's always this hierarchy thing. That's what some black people, what I've realized is that some black people, when they are at the top, they won't help black people. They won't help their fellow black people. And you've seen black people where you walk in, you're like, oh my God, yes, thank God. And they'll be there talking shit about you when you leave the room. They'll be like, no, I don't know about that person. I don't know if we should trust them. And they're the ones chatting shit about you. Because sometimes they're actually threatened. And I think sometimes we just need to stop. Why are you doing certain things like that? We don't need to be on this hierarchical things. Because if black people themselves are not going to give other black people opportunities, who's going to give them to us? How are we going to keep everything within ourselves? And I know they've been promoting this all black, buy black, black business, support black businesses and stuff. But I still feel like if some people are still having these negative perspectives and negative views on black people and laziness and them not working hard enough, of course some black people aren't tired, don't get me wrong. There's some people that just want quick, fast money, and we know there's hella fraud, there's hella drug dealing, all of this stuff that happens. But at the same time, there's a lot of people that have got legit jobs that want to do good things for themselves. So I think, yeah, let's just take a step back and say, you know what? Let's praise each other. Let's support each other. Let's view each other in a positive way. And let's help each other up. Because sometimes I've got situations where I'd rather go to a white person to ask for help than go to a black person, because I know how a black person is going to treat me. And I've been in situations like that where I thought the black person was going to support me and they didn't. And it's the white person that's going above and beyond for me. They're trying to help, they're trying to do this, and I'm thinking, what's going on here? These people don't even know me like that. And I've seen that firsthand, and I'm thinking, like, rah, okay, it's just how you're going to treat other black people. But it's okay. I'm not saying it should be handed to you. But it's just about what support are you able to lend someone. Not saying just hand them everything, because people have got to work at the end of the day. You've got to work for it. You can't just expect to be handed things. And I think it's just about appreciating each other and understanding that we can support each other without putting each other down. And if it's, it means like, okay, me giving you constructive criticism, like, okay, I've noticed this, you could improve on that, that's all that's needed. Rather than you just saying, oh, no. How can somebody improve? How can they do better things? And how can they get to a position that you're in? If you're a Black person that's doing well, help other people. And then we can spread the wealth.
Exactly. That's my thing as well. Like, it's not a case of handing things to people, because we've all experienced some, maybe not racism, but you can kind of feel that something's not right here, or you've experienced something as a Black person. I feel like most people have probably experienced something like that, and it's not nice, it's not enjoyable. No one wants to feel like that. And I'm not saying but be best friends with every Black person that comes into your workplace, but just be there, like, just be, you know, for supportive. Like, I remember when I first started, not in my company, but in the role I'm in now, in the team, I'm working in a smaller team department, and one of the Black ladies I knew from before anyway, but she literally started she created a team, like a Zoom meeting during work hours for all of the Black girls in the team. And we just sat and we spoke for, it was like 45 minutes, spoke to each other, got to know each other, because obviously I was the newest in the team. And just spoke to each other and just met up, and it was nice. And like, she didn't have to do that. Do you know what I mean? And she was like, let's look out for each other, let's support each other. If there's anything that you know might benefit this person in that team, email them, let them know. Let's make each other look good. Let's help each other out, because there's already so much putting us down that we don't need to put ourselves down. And that was really nice. And for me, that was really nice, because now all of them I can go to if anything. Not saying I don't go to anyone else, because I do, but I go to them and they come to me about certain things, and it's nice. And I feel like you don't have to do that, but you don't have to be cold. And that's why, like what you were saying about looking at each other in a more positive view, I think that's really important, because a lot of Black people have very, very negative views of other Black people. Where it comes from, I don't know. I don't know where it comes from. I could never look at another Black person and just automatically think negatively of them. Unless you've shown me something that I don't like, or you've shown me something negative, but that's just how I view you. I don't view every single Black person I come across in that way. So I don't understand how people just assume things. Like when I talk about the Black people having a lot of pride thing, that's something that I've seen everywhere I go. I've seen that. There's always some people that tend to have a bit more pride when it comes to certain things. And it's like, let's just get to the nitty gritty. Like, we all want to make money. We all want to have family. We all want to have money for our families. We all want to spread wealth. None of us want to be struggling like maybe our parents were back in the day, or our grandparents were struggling back in the day. We don't want that. It's 2022. We want better for ourselves. Do you know what I mean? Like, when I hear about the struggles my mom and dad were going through, because they came here when they was really young, I'm like, I don't want to, like, none of my parents have degrees. None of my parents went to uni. I think they just about did high school and that was it. And now I'm the only one out of my parents' kids that has got, maybe, and my sister that has got a degree. So, you know, things are changing already, and we have so much opportunities now than what our parents did. And that's an accomplishment in itself. So why are we looking at each other negatively? You don't know somebody else's struggle. And it's always, and that's why I said, like, you got one nice job now, because it's a lot of people like that. They get into a nice position and they start looking down on all Black people now, saying, oh yeah, we got to work harder, we got to do this. Okay. Yes, you worked hard to get into that position, but not everybody has the same opportunities as you. Some people don't even know what they want to do in life. They just know they want to make money, or they know they want to be rich, but they don't know what they want to do. A lot of people are like that. And the younger generation now, and this is why I feel like social media can be so dangerous as well, because a lot of people are just posting what they have. They're not posting how they got it. They're not posting where they were working. They're not posting what they were doing. They're just posting this. And now young people are like, yeah, I want that. I'm going to do that. Now, that's why everybody's trying to be an influencer. Everyone's trying to be YouTube. Everyone's trying to be a content creator, because they think it's quick money. But if social media goes away tomorrow, how many of you are going to have a job? Not many. If you keep living this fast life, trying to live up, try and build yourself with something. How many people, most of my friends, all of my friends probably, if social media ended tomorrow, everyone would still have a job, everyone would still have an income. A lot of these people on social media, if social media ended tomorrow and the internet went down for 2 days, you lot will have no job. You lot will have no income. And I'm not saying, I'm not putting it down, but people just need to stop thinking about fast money and fast this and fast that, and actually think to yourself, what am I going to do with myself? And that's it. Like, content, obviously I guess you could call us content creators. We've been building content, but we also know what we want to do, and we also know what we want to get out of it. And for me, I didn't get into this to just make money from it. Whereas a lot of people, if you're going into something just to make money from it, it's very likely it won't last. Because all you want is that quick money. And once you've got it, there's nothing to motivate you to carry on now. Whereas if you actually say, okay, this is something I want to do, and I'm going to strive to get it, when you get it, you're going to continue because you're motivated by that passion. If you're motivated by money, you're fucked, basically.
Yeah. And that's the thing, like, for us, just, I know, to draw to an end, this has never been about money. We could have been promoting left, right, and center, trying to do these affiliate programs, trying to do all this sponsorships, all of this stuff. But not once did we ever even look at that during the whole time we've done the podcast. We've never even thought, we've never spoken about it because it's never been about the money. And for me, if you do things and you carry on doing things because you like doing them and you're passionate about it, and we've liked doing this, like I said, life has happened and we have had to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Something's going to pay off in the end. And I will guarantee you, this is not probably the last you will hear of Vivian and Melissa. Probably not. But like, this is just like, it's something that we've had to do. And it's been, like I said, it's been a learning journey, and it's never been about the money. It's been more about the journey, understanding ourselves better, understanding other people better, helping other people to learn, and also us learning and hopefully having an impact. And it's just that's what it's been about, to be able to help somebody and have a little bit of impact out there. So money can drive you.
It won't last.
Remember Simon Sinek, true. Whatever his name is. Start with why.
It's good, literally.
And then
like,
you figure it out.
If you know exactly why you want to do something. My mentor told me that at the beginning of when I started speaking with her. She told me that, like, if you know exactly why you want to do something, that's all you need to know. But if you go into it for the wrong reasons, it will just never last. And I think that about everything. Like, if you think you want to do something and it's for the wrong reason, or you, deep down, it's not for what you believe is the right reason, it either won't last, you won't stick to it, or it won't align with who you are as a person. And that's the most important. Because for me now, if I went to go do influencing, I would probably last like a week or two, and I'll have to. Because I can't, it's not something I want to do. It's not my passion. It's not. But when I get up every morning and go to my job and do what I do, hard, that's what I want to do. I enjoy it. And same for you. Like, it's something that you want to do. Do you know what I mean? So, yeah, I feel like to end it off, just view people in a positive light. For me, view people in a positive light until they show you otherwise. Until they show you a reason for you not to think that way, then fair enough. Be positive within yourself. Like, don't hold yourself back. There's so many, I've said this before, but there's so many things that can hold you back externally. You don't be one of those things to hold yourself back. And yeah, just be productive in everything you do. Like, obviously there are going to be times when we're going to have lazy days and we're going to feel shit and we're not going to feel like getting up and we're not going to feel like working. Some days I log on, look at my laptop for 2 hours and then start work after then because I don't want to do my work. That's literally sometimes what I do. Or I finish early and then I just chill and I don't do nothing. And then there's some days I'm literally working till like 7 o'clock. So I'm like, I want to get this done. So don't be too hard on yourself and just, yeah, man, we're all human. Like, we're all human. None of us are perfect. None of us are perfect. And yeah, that's it from me.
Yeah, that's it. Just for me to end it off, in life, you're not always going to get it right. You're not always going to get it right. Everything is a learning process, a learning journey. But you have to be willing to get rid of fear, because I think that's one thing that holds us back. A lot of us holding ourselves back is fear, because it's either we're scared of judgment from other people, scared of the failure, saying, oh my God, how am I? I'm not good enough if I don't carry on doing this. But at times, confidence is a really big thing. We need confidence. We need confidence in ourselves to believe in what we're trying to do and where we're trying to go. And without confidence, we can't conquer that fear. We can't move forward in life. And also, without that confidence, we can't challenge ourselves, because a lot of us are comfortable. We're so happy to be comfortable. And it's like, you know what? This is what it is. But at times, you're going to have to really like get yourself to a place where you're just like, shit, boy. Like, is this how much I have to push myself? Because you have to challenge yourself, and we have to be uncomfortable sometimes with those uncomfortable moments. But from the main thing for me is just stay true to who you are, be authentic, and get that confidence up, because confidence is what holds us back. If you don't have the confidence in ourselves, in our abilities, in what we're trying to do, where we're trying to go, there's nothing there for you, because you're just going to be looking at yourself, feeling you're sorry for yourself, and going to be in some victim mindset. And like I said it in the first episode, and I'll say it in the last episode, I'm not a victim in this life, and I never will be. I don't know how I remember that, but that's it. I'm not a victim. We can't be victims. We can only make ourselves a victim. So whatever you're trying to do, sort of view yourself and other people in a positive way. And other people are really important as well, to be able to help you move forward, because they're also, they make you aware of certain things about yourselves. They help you to grow in certain ways and work. They help you to build the best relationship that you can with yourself as well. So be mindful of all of those things. So yeah, take time in this life. You're going to make mistakes, but don't be hard on yourself.
Yeah, that's just another thing.
Have a little self-compassion and be your own best friend. We have, like, in those moments when it's getting a little bit tough,
be nice to yourself.
Be your own best friend, because you need that. Yeah. Because a lot of times we're hard on ourselves and then we hold ourselves back because we're not being very nice to ourselves. So, yeah, just be nice to yourself. Be kind to yourself. Be self-compassionate. And also pass that compassion and kindness to other people, because that takes you a long way. You don't know how you being kind to someone across the road today, their person it's might true. Remember you 20 years down the line.
It's very true.
So, yep. So kindness and compassion takes us a long way. But anywho, let's end off on singing, even though I know I'm not good at it.
Thank you.
Yes. So guys, yes, thank you. Thank you, 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 thank you. I don't know how many times I can say that.
It's been a good ride.
Your time and your energy has been very much appreciated. And yeah, it's been a nice ride. I want to go to Fort Park. Should we go to Fort Park? Have you ever been to Fort Park?
I've been to Fort Park, but I don't like rides. For me, yeah, I've always said I'll go to Fort Park for the vibe.
You don't like, come on, just go on the rides.
No, I don't. I've been to Fort Park. I've been on the rides, and I don't enjoy
alcohol.
No, I'll go. Like I said, I'll go. If there was a group of us, I'll go in vibes, but I'm not going on the rides.
What's the point? Might as well stay at home.
I'll come for the vibe. If everyone's there and we're chilling, not everybody's going to want to go on every single ride. I can chill with whoever's not going on that ride.
People are
going to
go on rides. No, there's nothing worse than you standing there. Everybody's like, oh my God, that was so good. Oh my God.
No, me, I don't mind. You know, I don't care about stuff like that.
You don't come on the rides now?
I don't enjoy it. I'll go on the little fun fair things, but the big, like, them. I've been Fort Park and I don't like it. I don't like it. I've been on that and I don't like it. I'm not coming to kill myself for no ride, bruv. It's dead.
Who says you're gonna die?
It's okay. I'll go Fort Park, but I'm not going on. I'll go on the little small rides. I don't enjoy it. It's not my thing.
Right. Is it like really painful for you? It's not nice.
It's not painful. It's just I don't enjoy it. Like some people go on it and they're like, oh yeah, like that adrenaline rush. I don't get that.
Would you ever do a skydive?
I don't know. I ain't thought about it. I'll do other things, but I don't, that ride stuff, that like, that fast and then woof, like, that's not my story. That's not my destiny, right?
She's scared.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it. It's not something that I'm like, oh yeah, like some people love rides. I'm not like that. I'm different. I like to just go and do my thing.
Yeah, to be fair, I haven't been like on a ride for years, like loads of years. So I don't know how I would go and behave if I went to Thor Park. But I like it when I see like the videos of like the world's scariest rides and shit. I'm thinking, yes, give me some of that. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to jump out of a plane. I want to do that at some point. But then I'll just be staring death on the face and falling down, thinking, please let the parachute go up.
Yeah. Do you know what it is? I just feel like there's no reason for me to be doing that. Like, I get joy from other things. I don't need to jump out on no plane and I don't need to go on no big high ride. Like, it's long.
Yeah, but it's not stuff you do all the time. That's like something you do like once every few years. Like, there's people who jump out of planes, don't get me wrong, every day is part of their job because they're guides for people jumping out of planes. But I want to be jumping out of a plane every day or going on a ride every day. Oh, like, who's got time for that? But no. Yeah.
No. Hey. My adrenaline rush does not come from jumping out of no. Like I said, I'll go for the ride. If everyone's going, I'll actually go. But I'll just chill. I'll have my little carp and I'll be cute and just be cute. The rides, I'm not interested in. Unless we're going on the little one.
Guys. As I said, you have been appreciated. Your support has been immense. It's been amazing. Get your drinks up.
Yes.
Yay. And toast to the world. And toast to...
Cheers.
To 2022. Hope it's a great year for you. Wishing you all the best.
Yes. Thanks, guys.
Career aspirations. Love. Growth. Whatever it is. I'll stop now because you know me. Anywho, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
We're out. Goodbye for the last time.
Bye, guys. Whoop, whoop.